Goldfish asking us to watch our carts. Going in flying carts in trance with Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy? And that brings us to 7 o'clock and in news time on this Tuesday morning. In your top stories at this hour, France wants to invite Ramaphosa for a state visit. NPA to push for a harsh sentence in case involving Ekurhuleni officials. And SARS, the weather service, warns of severe thunderstorms across South Africa. French President Emmanuel Macron wants to invite President Ramaphosa for a state visit in the coming months. This comes after France withdrew South Africa's invitation to attend the G7 summit. Reports suggest that the US threatened to boycott the gathering if Ramaphosa remained on the guest list. The presidency told News 24 that Ramaphosa's international program had already been finalized, meaning he may not be able to visit France. It says Ramaphosa's diary was carefully planned to balance several commitments, including those related to the local government elections. The National Prosecuting Authority has vowed to push for the harshest sentence in the case involving two senior Ekurhuleni municipal officials. The suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department Deputy Chief Julius Makwanazi and the city's municipal manager Kagiso Lerulta are currently in custody. The pair appeared in the Boksburg Magistrates Court yesterday and are expected back on Thursday to apply for bail. Makwanazi and Lerulta face several charges including fraud, corruption and defeating the ends of justice. The state has not yet indicated a possible sentence but says a tough penalty is needed to prevent similar cases if the pair are found guilty. Meanwhile, Action SA in Gauteng says it will table a motion in council to suspend Lerotula following his arrest. Mayoral candidate Kolani Khumalo says the seriousness of the allegations warrant immediate action to protect governance and ongoing investigations. Khumalo says allowing the city manager to remain in office could compromise public interest and institutional integrity. The eThekwini municipality in KwaZulu-Natal has allocated over 2.1 million rand to support disability sector programs in his 26-27 draft budget, alongside 13 million rand for the dial-a-ride service. Deputy Mayor Zandile Mayeni says the funding will support empowerment, awareness and inclusive development initiatives. Mayeni says the budget aims to improve access to jobs, transport and services, while stakeholders raised concerns around accessibility, housing and employment opportunities. The South African Weather Service has urged the public to brace for severe thunderstorms, lightning and heavy rain in several provinces today. These wet weather conditions are expected in parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Northwest and the Free State. According to the Weather Service, storms and downpours may lead to flooding and localized damage to infrastructure. Meanwhile, damaging winds and waves are forecast for the Western Cape and hot and humid conditions expected in KwaZulu-Natal. Moving to international news, US President Donald Trump says America will not lift its blockade on Iranian ports until it reaches a deal with Iran. This comes amid ongoing uncertainty over whether a new round of talks will take place to end the war in the Middle East. BBC News reports that US forces have directed 27 vessels to turn around or return to Iranian ports since the blockade began a week ago. The US Central Command revealed that an Iranian-flagged cargo ship was also intercepted and seized for the first time in the conflict. Iran claims this violated the two countries' ceasefire, which is set to end tomorrow. Sports news. The Mumbai Indians ended a four-match losing run with a commanding 99-run victory over Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. Tilak Varma's unbeaten career best of 101 remains runs lifted by 299 for five, despite the early burst from Kagiso Rabada, who claimed three wickets in the power play. Mumbai recovered strongly through Talak's explosive innings, ending a late surge that yielded 96 runs in the final six overs. In reply, Gujarat's chase faltered almost immediately with early strikes from Jasprit Bumrah and Hardik Pandya before Ashwani Kumar tore through the middle order with figures of 4 for 24. Looking at financials now, gold selling at $4,796.57 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent, $95. 1 US dollar, 16 rand 38, the British pound, 22.